year for the whole summer.
Everything will be arranged, please God. It's nice out today. I don't know why I'm so happy. I remembered this morning that it was my name day, and I suddenly felt glad and remembered my childhood, when Mother was still with us. What beautiful thoughts I had. What thoughts!
You're all radiance today. I've never seen you look so lovely. And Marcia is pretty, too. Andre wouldn't be bad-looking if he wasn't so stout. It does spoil his appearance. But I've grown old and very thin. I suppose it's because I get angry with the girls at school. Today I'm free. I'm at home. I haven't got a headache, and I feel younger than I was yesterday. I'm only 28. All's well. God is everywhere. But it seems to me that if only I were married and could stay at home all day, it would be even better. I should love my husband.
I forgot to say that Vershinin, our new lieutenant colonel of artillery, is coming to see us today.
That's good. I'm glad.
Is he old?
Oh, no. 40 or 45 at the very outside. He seems rather a good sort. He's certainly no fool, only he likes to hear himself speak.
Is he interesting?
Oh, he's all right, but there's his wife, his mother-in-law, and two daughters. This is his second wife. He pays calls and tells everybody that he's got a wife and two daughters. He'll tell you so here. The wife isn't all there. She does her hair like a flapper and gushes extremely. She talks philosophy and tries to commit suicide every now and again, apparently in order to annoy her husband. I should have left her long ago, but he bears up patiently and just grumbles.
Salioni enters with Chebutikin from the dining room.
With one hand I can only lift 54 pounds, but with both hands I can lift 180 or even 200 pounds. From this I conclude that two men are not twice as strong as one, but three times, perhaps even more.
If your hair is coming out, take an ounce of naphthalene and half a bottle of spirit. Dissolve and use daily. When found, make a note of. Not that I want it, though. It doesn't matter.
Ivan Romanovich. Dear Ivan Romanovich.
What does my own little girl want?
Ivan Romanovich. Dear Ivan Romanovich. I feel as if I were sailing under the broad blue sky, with great white birds around me. Why is that? Why?
My white bird.
When I woke up today, and got up and dressed myself, I suddenly began to feel as if everything in this life was open to me, and that I knew how I must live. Dear Ivan Romanovich, I know everything. A man must work, toil in the sweat of his brow, whoever he may be. For that is the meaning and object of his life, his happiness, his enthusiasm. How fine it is to be a workman who gets up at daybreak and breaks stones in the street, or a shepherd, or a schoolmaster who teaches children, or an engine driver on the railway. My God, let alone a man, it's better to be an ox, or just a horse, so long as it can work, than a young woman who wakes up at 12 o'clock, has her coffee in bed, and then spends 2 hours dressing. Oh, it's awful! Sometimes when it's hot, your thirst can be just as tiresome as my need for work. And if I don't get up early in future and work, Ivan Romanovich, then you may refuse me your friendship.
I'll refuse.
Father used to make us get up at 7. Now Irina wakes at 7 and lies and meditates about something till 9 at least. And she looks so serious.
You're so used to seeing me as a little girl that it seems queer to you when my face is serious. I'm 20.
How well I can understand that craving for work.